This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Today's top story comes from the Mendocino County Coast, where authorities are intensifying their search for a missing 70-year-old woman. Elizabeth Shank, a resident of Oakland, California, was reported missing on Tuesday after a walk near Brule Point Road, just north of Fort Bragg. Here's what we know so far. It was around 9:30 a.m. on May 21st when Shank made a distressing phone call to a friend. She had gone for a walk on a nearby logging road and found herself lost. Describing her surroundings, she mentioned a nearby gate and asked for directions. Despite the guidance she received, she did not return. By 11 a.m., concern was mounting. Shank's friend, unable to reach her by phone and worried about her well-being, enlisted the help of neighbors to search the area. After hours of fruitless searching, they contacted the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office at approximately 4:47 p.m. With Shank classified as an at-risk missing person due to her numerous pre-existing medical conditions, the Sheriff's Office quickly mobilized a comprehensive search effort. Deputies were joined by regional law enforcement, fire personnel, and search and rescue teams. The California Highway Patrol, Westport Volunteer Fire Department, and CAL FIRE all participated in the search, which continued overnight. On the morning of May 22nd, a helicopter from the California Highway Patrol's Northern Division Air Operations in Redding was brought in to aid the search from above. Despite these extensive efforts, Shank remains missing. Elizabeth Shank from Oakland, California, is described as a white female, 70 years old, 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighing around 150 pounds with graying brown hair and blue eyes. She was last seen a white sweater, white vest, and white jeans. If you or any member of the public has any information that could help locate Elizabeth Shank, please call the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 707-463-4086. Now let's turn to a transformative initiative in sustainable agriculture right here in rural California. Manzanita Cooperative, a majority worker-owned cooperative based in Mendocino, is leading a groundbreaking effort to revolutionize food systems with a focus on native, climate-adapted crops. Manzanita Cooperative's mission is threefold: economic vitality, environmental stewardship, and social equity. By developing new foods from drought-resistant native species, they aim to build food security and biodiversity. Jed Wheeler, CEO of Manzanita Cooperative, explains their innovative approach. Quote, "We are reshaping conventional agriculture by bringing the abundant native foods of our region to the mainstream. California has the best food-grade acorns in the world, but no acorn industry to speak of. We're going to change that." Their new processing facility in Mendocino County is set to become the largest producer of acorn products in the United States, with a starting capacity of around 2,000 pounds per day. This facility will employ 15 worker owners initially, with plans to expand to 85 by 2030, providing much-needed jobs in the economically depressed North Coast region. CEO Jed Wheeler said, quote, "Acorns offer better nutritional density than many grains and are a sustainable, climate-adapted crop. They provide protein, complex carbs, healthy fats, and essential minerals. They're also low glycemic and beneficial for the microbiome, lungs, liver, and heart," unquote. Manzanita Cooperative isn't just focusing on acorns. Other native nuts like bay nut, hazelnut, and pine nut are also part of their expansion plans. Their wild food program operates through ethical partnerships with landowners and Native American communities, ensuring sustainable foraging practices. As interest in locally sourced healthful foods continues to grow, Manzanita Cooperative is poised to meet this demand while fostering ecological balance and social justice. They're currently seeking $250,000 in additional funding to support the launch of their brand and further their mission. Investors interested in this pioneering movement can contact invest@manzanita.coop. Now let's turn to Ukiah, where art enthusiasts have something to look forward to this June. The Deep Valley Arts Collective is proud to announce their latest group art exhibition titled Portraits, set to open at the Medium Art Gallery from June 7th through June 29th, 2024. Portraits will showcase how artists capture the essence, stories, and emotions of individuals through their unique interpretations. This exhibition includes works in all mediums, celebrating the power of the human face to convey deep connections and universal stories. The opening reception takes place during the First Friday Art Walk on June 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a perfect opportunity to support the local arts in your community. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.